and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. State and local leaders are pressing police for answers in Monterey Park, California, where 11 people were killed at a dance hall. Monterey Park Mayor Henry Lowe.
We all have questions. You know, what was the motive of this gunman? You know, how did he get this firearm, which is illegal in California?
CBS's Nichelle Medina talked to residents.
As investigators work to determine what motivated a gunman to open fire in a dance hall, residents struggled.
I feel this sense of great loss about the home that I always had. It's just gone. I'll never be able to feel safe here again.
Suddenly heard the boom, 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 boom.
Hattie Pong was at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio Saturday night as shots rang out. 72-year-old Hu Can Tran was eventually tracked down in Torrance, where police say he took his own life as a SWAT team moved in.
In Louisiana, police are still searching for a shooter who injured 12 people at a nightclub in Baton Rouge. Police Chief Murphy Paul.
Someone who knows something, do the right thing. You can save the next incident because it's obviously that this person has a total disregard for life.
Jury selection started today in South Carolina in the trial of former attorney Alex Murdaugh, who's accused of killing his wife and son. WCSC-TV's Katie Kamen.
Defense attorneys argue Murdaugh was visiting his mother at the time of the murders. As for the motive, the AG's office argues Murdaugh's financial crimes. The mounting pressure from those crimes and the fact they were all about to be exposed led to the murder.
Murdaugh's also accused of killing the family's housekeeper. The White House is responding to the latest document discovery this weekend at President Biden's home in Delaware. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
Our team continues to be in regular contact with law enforcement officials leading the response, and the president has been briefed today on the latest developments.
A jury convicted three members of the Oath Keepers and another associate of seditious conspiracy today for attacking the Capitol on January 6th. They'll be on house arrest now till they're sentenced. And Elon Musk is back on the witness stand in California. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Tesla's CEO continued to defend his claims from 2018 that he secured the financing to take Tesla private at the time as the trial resumed in a federal courtroom in San Francisco. The class action suit claims that investors suffered heavy financial losses when Tesla's stock was impacted by Musk's tweets over taking the EV maker private, alleging that Musk never had the necessary backing and misled investors.
Musk says his tweets were legit, and his lawyers said today that discussions over private financing cannot be verified. The Dow's up more than 250 points this hour. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. The man who killed a college student in Madison more than 14 years ago is going to prison for the rest of his life. David Call was sentenced on Friday for the murder of Brittany Zimmerman in 2008. He confessed to killing her last fall after evading charges for several years. Her family in Marshfield tells Channel 7 in Wausau that she'd be proud they never gave up. Six trucks are out of the water after falling through the ice on Lake Pepin in western Wisconsin over the weekend. The sheriff in Goodhue County, Minnesota, says the trucks were on the ice because there wasn't any place to park on the shore. Nobody got hurt. Wardens are reminding ice fishers the ice this winter often isn't as safe as it looks. In sports, the Bucks are at Detroit tonight. The Badgers travel to Northwestern. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 21. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, high of 29. Lows around 21. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Upper 20s Wednesday with a chance for snow. Mid-20s, overcast skies Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a big Monday. They're all big, Dom. How you doing, little buddy?
Hey, Crudy, I'm good, man. Evan, how you doing on the board? Our fair audience, happy Monday to us all.
What are you doing, stretching? Get stretched before the big show. Weren't you going to pull something? What are you doing over there?
Oh, man, it was a rough weekend, man. Working out, partying a little bit. You know, it's just it's this whole body just doesn't run like it used to, Crudy.
You know, I can lay on one side, like, during the night. I'm a side sleeper.
Yeah.
And if I lay on one side, like, too long, I wake up half my body sore. I got to alternate all night long.
You can't, you're not a big lay on your, sleep on your stomach guy, are you, Crudy?
What sort of weirdo would sleep on their stomach? No, I'm a side sleeper. I told you that. I got a body pillow. You know, I travel nice. With my own pillow often. I'm sort of the princess and the pea.
Yes.
My wife often makes fun of me, but, you know.
It's not just your wife. Lots of people make fun of you, Crudy. Most of the time we do it to your face, man.
Dominic, I'm going to ignore that remark. John Nichols. Our friend, the Cap Times, the Nation's joining us about 4:30 today. John's going to pick up my recent advocacy, citizen referendums.
Binding citizen referendums. Very important.
People got all sorts of referendums they want to put on what, Wisconsin spring election. Apparently it could be a big deal this spring election, I hear, Dom. Heard the boys on the Devil's Advocates talking about it, said it's a big deal.
So it must be a big deal. And of course, it's from the Republican standpoint. I've seen some pushback a little bit talking about the referendums that John Nichols is going to talk about. Remember all the hippies put the weed referendum on, and that was a contributor towards Scott Walker's loss, right? Well, I would distinguish this in different ways. Number one, that was truly citizen actions. I mean, those were people in individual communities walking around, getting signatures, trying to get this non-binding ballot, a referendum on the ballot. What the Republicans have done is that they've done it top-down, right? They did it from the state level, so now it's just there.
And
they could do the same thing. They could actually make those laws if they wanted to.
But you think the citizens care about how it gets on the ballot? I mean, all you want to do is turn on your right-wing righty whitey talk radio audience. That's all they're trying to do.
I think
little the, red meat
I,
for
I
the
think
base.
Those that would compare what the Republicans are doing right now with their referendums and comparing that to individual communities and members walking around collecting ballots on a local basis, I don't think those are the same kinds of things. Now, the end result was, yes, some referendums, but when the weed referendum, that wasn't statewide, and that was only in the communities in which they hustled, worked, and got people to sign the docs.
No, that's true. 16. 17 maybe. But here's the deal. The Republicans just put their referendum, their turnout the vote effort, on every ballot on the spring yes. election.
Yes.
Very efficient, these Republicans. And of course, again, it's about turning out the base. But let me ask you, Dom. I think the overwhelming issue of this elective cycle, and as long as abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin, I think Dobbs, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, how can that not be the driving, engaging issue of this elective cycle and probably a few thereafter until we get some sort of autonomy for women in the state of Wisconsin over their own bodies once again?
Well, and I think, you know, these conversations about these other topics and the referendums that Republicans want, they want to talk about everything else except Dobbs, except a woman's right to choose, except for an antiquated law that was put into place before the women in this country even had the right to vote. That's what the Republicans, that's what MAGA are pushing right now. That's what we have in the state of Wisconsin. So they don't want to talk about it. They know that it's bad for them. So absolutely we should talk about it, and absolutely it is the pivotal issue in this election and will continue to be, as you say, Crudy, until it gets overturned.
And over the weekend, there was a citizens' action that happened at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Reporting Wisconsin Public Radio, I found it at the online daily, urbanmilwaukee.com. March on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade draws attention to the state Supreme Court race. Yeah, the one in Wisconsin. The headline here, more than 1,000 at the state capitol abortion rally. At least 1,000 people rallied at the Wisconsin State Capitol on Sunday to demand an end to the state's ban on abortions and mark the 50th anniversary of the passage of Roe v. Wade, the landmark legal decision granted women a constitutional right to abortion. How do you take back a constitutional right? But I read on. And was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court last summer. It was part of a nationwide day of action put on by the Women's March, an organization that mobilized in the wake of the election of former President Donald Trump. Similar events took place across the country, but the rally in Madison was different. It was the flagship event. Organizers said intended to draw attention to the upcoming state Supreme Court election, which could flip the court's ideological balance. Abortion supporters hope that electing a liberal-leaning judge will help them overturn Wisconsin's abortion ban. And that's why national abortion rights activism is focusing on states and particularly on Wisconsin. Jennifer Knox, the National Organizing Director for Working Families Power, told Public Radio, "This is the single place in 2023 that really does reflect that. Reflect that abortion rights are on the ballot. The single most important thing that people can do across the country is invest some of their time over the next 2.5 months in Wisconsin." I invest my entire heart, soul, and life in the state, Tom. Now, Knox's organization was one of about 20 organizations sponsoring the day's events. The day kicked off with chanting and a rally at below freezing temperatures at the University of Wisconsin's Library Mall. Protesters then made their way up the West State Street towards the Capitol, where national and local leaders gave speeches. People waved hand-painted signs saying things like, "Abortion is normal. Keep your beliefs out of our briefs." Get it, Dom? At the procession, some were activists from March, MARRCH, the Madison Abortion and Reproductive Rights Coalition for Healthcare, which was formed in the immediate aftermath of the repeal of Roe v. Wade and was the local partner of the day's event. Now, Dom, here's what I would say, though. We were in D.C. for the Women's March the day after Donald Trump was inaugurated. And obviously, a lot of people had already booked their trips, thought it was going to be to celebrate the inauguration of Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And it became a pink hat wearing millions of human being protest in the nation's capital. One of the greatest movements I've ever seen. But back here in the great state of Wisconsin, my wife, she was marching on State Street. I believe your wife also was up marching somewhere, right? Talking about in 2016?
Oh, yeah. Yes, she was.
Well, sorry, didn't mean to have to drag it out of you.
She was not, nor did I, this particular time around. But yes, many more people were engaged then, seemingly, than now.
Well, that's I guess, if I was going to react aloud. A little bit of an underwhelming action this weekend. And we were kind of late to the party, Dom. I wish we'd have thrown a little more weight behind promoting the event. But it wasn't really well publicized. It wasn't in our faces. We didn't hear about it till late. So it's unfortunate if this is the representation that Madison makes, that Wisconsin makes on a national level. I would say a little underwhelming. We've seen protests of 100,000 people in this town. We've seen days without Latinos where they had 10 to 20,000. Hell, I've seen when they marched out of East High School and the kids shut down East Washington Ave and marched upon the Capitol. We saw thousands of kids do that. Well, all these people, all these same people are affected by the overturning of Dobbs, or their daughters or their wives or their girlfriends or someone they know is. So I'm not sure why the low turnout. Perhaps the publicity is not what it was. And I don't think this issue is any less meaningful to the women of the state of Wisconsin than it was in November in the midterms, Tom. But I got to tell you, I've seen some big protests, and this was not a big protest, all things considered.
I think you're probably right. And you know, given that you know we didn't hear about it, we read the news pretty often. You know, try to stay up on those things. We became aware of it late. I'm not clear. Any of my friends and relatives that are, you know, involved in these kinds of things were aware of it either. So maybe it was a lack of promotion to a large degree. But certainly the issue, the topic, Dobbs, this is abortion, is not going away. And what I'm most concerned about, what I'm most hopeful for, is that those people show up when it's time, when it counts in the ballot box. They show up at the primary. They show up in the general in April, and they vote. And they vote for candidates who support women's right to reproductive health care of their own choice. That's where it really matters. So, I mean, I get it. You know, it's winter, it's tough, and poorly promoted. Still 1,000 more than not. So I appreciate that. And those that organized it and put it out, good. Let's stay on it. Let's keep talking about it. Let's keep it in front and center. This is very important. But the ultimate and most important number will be how many people come out and vote in April.
And I will admit, Tom, although I feel like I was busy doing important stuff for Civic Media, this little network, it's a 7-day-a-week endeavor. I was working all weekend, and I did not make my way up to the Wisconsin State Capitol. I did watch some of the live streams, but I can tell you, I've seen big actions, and this was not the larger sort of protest action I've seen many times on the southwest side of the Wisconsin State Capitol. You know what? I can't wait to move this little endeavor, Civic Media. We're moving to State Street. Next time they come a marching, we'll be a broadcasting right in the window. Dayton and State Street, right on the corner. The new home of this little radio endeavor, both the station and the greater network. Give us like a week or two. We're moving, Dom.
Nice.
It's going to be moving day soon. We might go on the road this week. I'll get back to you on that.
Yeah,
normally, I'm the one dragging reason. You along, but, you know, I got my truck going into the shop, Dom, so, you know, I'm going to have to rent.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
I'm an addict. If football's on TV, I'm watching. And when I'm watching, there's only two things that will get me out of my recliner. And one of those is a trip to the buffet table. Ours always includes grilled brats and hot dogs on Village Hearth buns. At halftime, we bring out a huge platter of cold cut sandwiches made on Country Hearth multigrain bread. Baked right here in the Midwest, Country Hearth and Village Hearth breads and buns are always fresh and delicious.
Touchdown! Yes! Yes!
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Love that Start Me Up, Ebony. I used to roller skate to that song.
I did not. I don't know if you know this, but Crudy, not a big roller skating dude.
Shocking. Shocking, I tell you.
I am so clever on my feet, you would think I'd be excellent at roller skating. But as fate would have it, I'm not.
No. Okay. I'll take your word for it, Mike.
844-967-2789. Chris from Sun Prairie, our friend. Chris, I was watching your live stream in part on Sunday, coverage of the Women's March from the Wisconsin Capitol. How are you doing, sister?
Hey, Chris.
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm very disappointed at the turnout, but not surprised. I don't know what happened, but I do know that, like you said, it was not well advertised. I wasn't hearing about it from many places. But what I did hear, too, was I heard some people saying it was canceled. So it was going around in groups that it was happening, and then it was going around in some groups that it was canceled. There was a lot of confusion about it. And what I got, and I don't have a lot of insight on it, because like I say, it really wasn't going around a lot, but it seems like what happened was the national group probably was not in touch with local groups. You know, that's what I got out of it. If you're coming to Madison, just a hint for anybody on national groups, if you're coming to Madison to do an event, get in touch with the local people here. We'll help you out, you know. We'll bring people to the Capitol. We know how to do this here. So, you know, if you want to come here and protest in our Capitol and show that square, call us up. Let us know you're coming because we'll bring people.
Well, you know? We'll meet you out by the palm trees, right, Chris?
yeah, right, we will. But I think that might have been the problem, but I'm not sure. I really haven't been able to figure it out. I've been talking to a few people, but it just really seems to me like there were some really bad
Chris,
communication.
The general sentiment, though, do you think this is going to be, you know, maintained being the number one issue in the state and perhaps in the country in this next election cycle?
Oh, gosh, it's so hard to say. There's so many bad things going on, but I'd say it's one of them, you know, the whole debt ceiling thing, and now in the state, I don't know, the state kind of has me kind of worried with this whole idea of, the taxes that they're going to change. That's got me kind of frightened.
But Chris, that's not going to happen without the consent of the governor. Unfortunately, I think there is a compromise number he could consent to, but as a spring election, Chris, the only issue is not really the debt ceiling. I mean, this could be disastrous, and I think it would be for Republicans optically. They don't know how to govern. But I don't know that that's going to affect the spring Supreme Court race. And that's the election that's on the, you know, on the front burner right now. The 21st is the primary. April 4th is the general. and the soul of the court is on the ballot, Chris. And I got to wonder, are women going to come out and vote, be it Mitchell, be it Protasiewicz, are they going to vote for someone that might give them back their constitutional rights?
I certainly hope so, and I think the poor turnout at the Capitol should be a red flag for us and let us know that women are not hearing what's going on, and we really better light it up right now and let women know that the Supreme Court election is coming up and that they need to turn out. You know, if people weren't there, I don't know. It's definitely a number one issue for a lot of people, but we're right down the street from the college. Where were the college women? I was really surprised at that. You know, I would have thought that they would have filled the rotunda, but they weren't. There weren't young women there.
No Badger game, no nothing, Chris, that I could see. No Packer playoff game, nothing of the sports sort that, you know, some kids and adults get wrapped up in, but nothing this weekend. I had no sports on the agenda. Badgers tip off later this afternoon, though. They're going to interrupt us in certain Badger markets, WFHR and others. But you know that if you're listening to the Badgers right now. Joanne from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joanne.
Great discussion. Quick call. The students weren't fully on campus yet. Classes are just starting now. I'm a university person. And people were just unpacking their stuff from break on Sunday. So that is the reason. I mean, there's now beginning to be some life on campus, but you know, until the classes start, people aren't fully in involved with the campus area. So you hit on most of the main points. Bless you for covering it, but it's mostly because we just don't have the thousands and thousands of university students to buttress this rally. Something in March maybe will take off and be a big component of our progressive landscape, but right now not so much. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanne. I would also hope that maybe some of the high school kids would get involved if it was a little warmer weather, if it caught them. Like, my kid's off school today. I'm not even sure why. I just took the other one back to college last night here in Madison at Edgewood College, and I can tell you there were no cars in the parking lot. I know he's been on campus for about a week now, but it wasn't exactly jammed like it normally is. So I don't know where the hell these kids are. But they weren't at the Capitol on Sunday, and that's unfortunate. These are important issues. Fred, a little short on time before our fine guest John Nichols, but Fred from Cottage Grove, if I can click the right button, you'll be next, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey, no, real quick. Wife and I were at the thing. It was a lack of education, advertising. Definitely. But one thing pointed out, you talk about university students not being there. I didn't see any elected officials there speaking.
You mean Wisconsin electeds? Tony Evers, Josh Call, Sarah Fernandez, something like that.
I mean, there was...
Rodriguez. No, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Fred. I want to get the lieutenant governor's name right. My brain's sticking on a Monday.
All right.
Well, I've stolen all your thunder, Fred. Thanks for listening to it. Sarah Rodriguez, our esteemed lieutenant governor. Apparently, there weren't a lot of politicians speaking down. But we get the finest of guests and the finest of callers. But next is a guest, John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times. He's a friend of ours. You're going to want to stick around. John Nichols is next. The Big Monday edition. Devil's Advocates, they're all big. I say.
Next time, get it. Next time.
WAUK 5.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elk Scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
At Welsh Ryan Arena, as the Wisconsin Badgers begin a busy week and a big week for Greg Gard's team. They're 4-3 in Big Ten games, 12-5 overall. They got Northwestern here. The makeup of the game originally scheduled for Saturday afternoon. Northwestern had to hit the pause button because of COVID issues. But back to it tonight. Then the Badgers on stay on the road. A Wednesday night matchup in College Park against Maryland. And then a home date with Illinois Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. First things first, though, Badgers and the Cats. Wisconsin has won the last seven meetings between these two programs, including last January here in Evanston, an 82-76 win for Wisconsin on that January night. Tip time is 5:31 Central. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipts into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
This game tonight, they defend. I mean, their defensive numbers are among the best in the country, you know, and they've had teams that could score it. You know, last year there was an 82-76 game. Don't think we're going to see that here tonight. They will get in there, and I think it's fair to say that Chase Audige is really the catalyst on the defensive end.
Chase Audige on the defensive end is like Chucky Hepburn is for Wisconsin. He'll take the ball away from you. He will get into you. And I'm curious to see how Wisconsin handles that. I'm curious to see how Northwestern handles Stephen Crowell. Because Penn State, after the game, the coach said, look, we weren't going to double him because if you double him, he's going to kick it out to open shooters, and then you get more guys involved. So I'm curious to see, does Northwestern make that same decision? Do they single Crowell, or do they come at him with hard doubles and pray that the three-point shooters aren't going
to
hit their shots?
Yeah, they tend to double a lot, so it'll be interesting to see. They did. Now, a lot of teams are doing that against a Hunter Dickinson. They did a good job there, but it's a little bit of a...
through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of Matzo Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub lots of Matzo Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is...
I went up there that Friday, so I think it was Wednesday, literally was up there on Friday, toured around Madison, talked to the coaches, and I just, you know, when you know, and when people say, like, this is a family, like, other colleges will say that, but it's a recruiting tactic, but it's actually a family here. It's not just a jersey you put on, you take it off, and you don't talk to anybody outside. It's family off and on the court through everything. So yeah. I knew right when they asked me, I was like, I'll do it. Now we're here.
Very nice. But Dean Oliver is Coach O, by the way. I'm sure most of you know that, but for those who don't. So What, I mean, you said you kind of knew that right away. What was it about? I mean, were there a couple guys in particular you felt like outside of Coach Oliver, yeah. a couple of the players you hit it off with right away? What gave you that feel?
So this was after exam, so none of the players were here. Mm-hmm. So actually we went in the locker room, and Jordan Davis was just getting ready to leave to head back to lacrosse home. So I said what's up to him, obviously, but I didn't really get to chat up with him. But
being over there in December and being a part now of this rivalry, the Wisconsin
Bears. It was very cool. My dad and mom actually came up for the game. My dad actually had a few of his old players text him. It was like, you haven't been up here since your college days, and now you decide to come back. And he texted him, blood's thicker than the water. He was in there with his Wisconsin stuff on. My mom was too, and they were cheering for us. So
very nice.
Yes, sir.
It's your high school days when you help your team to a state championship game, which was the first, right, in the history of the school.
Yes, sir.
They say, you know, when the first, if it's a first championship, Big Ten title, whatever, it's got to be extra special. What was that like in your school and in the community to see you guys go on the run that you went on?
It was very special. You definitely just get chills thinking about it, even just talking back with my high school coach. He actually came to the Battle for Atlantis when we were there, so I got to talk with him about it. It was amazing. The community was awesome. Everybody was at the games. Everybody was cheering. You'd go out, gas station, a little store, and they're like, you play for Ponte Vedra? And I'm like, yeah. Not thinking it's a big deal, and it was a pretty big deal out there. It was very cool. And just the run we had, just the team feel we had, everybody was, it felt a lot like this team. A lot, very tightly bonded, had all the pieces. Coaches were awesome. It's awesome.
A couple of us old guys, we watch you guys practice. One of the first things we noticed about you was like, that's a really good looking shot. Yours is just a good looking, you know, good looking stroke, and maybe because it's a lefty, whatever. But has that always been an area of your game, like in the high school, that you just felt real confident? Because it looks like everything is going up. Everything that leaves your hands is going in. Has that always been a strength of yours?
Shooting has definitely always been a strength. That was actually in like eighth grade. I was like 5'3", so that was about the only thing I can do, and then thankfully I sprouted it up to like 6'1", 6'2", by my freshman year. But shooting was always one of my big things that kept me on the court. But then later, as I started to develop down the road, I realized you can't just shoot. You gotta play defense, most importantly, and be able to handle the ball, go in the post a little bit too.
Didn't you lead your team in charges taken?
I did. Yeah, I did. I'm very proud of that. Yeah. It was very competitive down there, and who took the most charges on the team. So some teams argue about who scores the most. My team argued about who took the most charges. So
that's Badgers freshman Ross Candelino, and that is today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up with the Badger Notebook. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about. But you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family.
Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
We continue with our Fetch Rewards pregame show, Wisconsin and Northwestern this afternoon, 5:30 Central, your tip time for this Big Ten matchup. 4-3 Wisconsin, 3 up and 3 down, Northwestern's record in league play. We are joined now by Mark Van de Wettering, Wisconsin basketball's director of basketball operations. Grossly underpaid, particularly this weekend. So we tend to have you on when there are some extremes. Or last year, you know, during postponements and all of that. So how was your weekend? Can you walk us through as best you can the process of a game that was postponed for Saturday and how we got to this point here tonight?
Yeah, I mean, it started all the way back on Tuesday morning prior to our Penn State game. You know, we got wind that Northwestern Iowa wasn't going to happen the next night. And, you know, looking ahead, you kind of see that we're the next one in line. So, you know, we started making phone calls, kind of see what's going on, dig in a little bit, see what we can uncover. And it's in conversations with the Big Ten, mostly being the mediator between us and Northwestern and trying to get it all in line. And it became clear by Tuesday night that we weren't going to be playing on Saturday. You know, they tried to wait and play it out and see how long it could go until they could get their guys back cleared. But you know, with the doctors at the Big Ten, you know, they made a decision that Saturday or Sunday wasn't going to be in the works for them. So we go into scramble mode then and try to look at our calendar. And I tell you what, the next 9 weeks or whatever's left in the season, Coach Gard and I have that thing memorized because we've looked at every single option of where we could possibly slot a game, you know, that would make sense. And, you know, unfortunately, we just don't have a break in our schedule. You know, like, we're pretty consistent throughout the whole thing. You know, like, Iowa's game that they missed with Northwestern, that's a Sunday to Saturday. They had a natural break to slide that one in. So we don't have that, but, you know, we got, you know, our pencils out and started playing with things, and we came here 5:30 Monday night.
There are so many moving parts to this, too, that I think it's important for a fan to understand. I mean, we're sitting here on a radio platform, but the television platform mm-hmm. is important. You want your games, you want fans to be exposed to these games in any way possible. And that's a big factor in all of this, right?
Certainly. You know, like, when you try, like, oh, can we bump that game here or this one there? You know, well, TV picked that game that they've got on that network on that night. So it's not as simple as, okay, just move that one day and this one day. You know, TV's got to have the windows for everything that they've got. And, you know, they go through a draft and select the matchups that they want to see on their network. So I wish it was as simple as just, you know, moving, shifting one thing here or there, but there's just a lot of factors in play to make that thing happen.
And it was interesting, too. I went through this as an observer with the Brewers a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. You could shift times without worry because there were no fans.
Correct.
And there is that, too. Correct. I mean, we know that television, that's the monster, yeah. But the paying customer, too, yep. Right?
Certainly. I mean, when we were playing, you know, during 2020, 2021 season, you know, we weren't having fans in the stands. You know, so we were playing at weird times all the time. We were playing at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So most people were hunkered down at home, and they were just going to tune in the TV whenever the game was on anyway. So, you know, that's a whole other element to add into the equation now as we've kind of evolved through this the last few years. That you got to take into account. You know, we want our fans to be able to see us as much as we can, but, you know, we've got travel arrangements and different things we got to get sorted out as well. So there's just a lot of moving parts to get this to come alive.
Mark, has it been your experience either this time around or 2 years ago that, you know, as much as you're on the phone and you're, you know, talking with Coach Gard, that the players just kind of roll with it?
It's honestly, like, I have to give them so much credit. They have been the most adaptable group the past week. We truly didn't know, even with more than 90% certainty, what we were going to be doing until Saturday afternoon. But they just kept rolling with it. You know, we were maybe going to be practicing, we were maybe going to be off. And whenever we made the decision on that next day, they were just rolling with it, whatever it was going to be. So kudos to them for their flexibility and their adaptability. It helps that we're still on break right now. You know, we start classes back tomorrow, but they've just been so flexible and so understanding of the situation, and they get it. You know, they understand the bigger picture here of what we're trying to do and get these games in, and they're going to be ready to lace them up whenever we tell them.
You said something there. It's important. I think it's important to remind all of us as fans of the game. They do play school here at Wisconsin. The semester does start tomorrow. Now, that would be a travel day anyway, but late in the afternoon.
Correct.
So, again, maybe everything 2 years ago with Zoom and all of that is a help in this kind of situation?
Sure, and that's they've learned how to learn on the road, you know, and be more flexible that way. And then I think the teachers and professors have done the same as well. You know, there's a lot more digital options for them. And it's really kind of help them grow their learning style, and it's been even more flexible on their end because they can go on the road, get in their hotel room, and get some homework done, and get some studying done, catch up on a class that they missed. And it's much more common for them that they've been through it the last handful of years.
Well, yeoman's work on your part, trying you're getting a plane arranged and all the other. I know that's part of the gig, but. You hope that this is it? You don't have any more of these postponements?
I would love to just go with the schedule as planned. That'd be the best thing that could happen the rest of the way.
It's a beautiful thing.
We'll always make it work. You know, we'll find a way to get our guys where they need to be to get them ready to be in the best shape they can for a game. But, you know, we'll play the schedule as is the rest of the way. That's
absolutely
my wish.
Yep, that's Mark VandeWettering, Wisconsin Basketball's Director of Basketball Operations. And that is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figured this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin Michael freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
For the Wisconsin Badgers, a week that will have three games for Greg Gard's group. Northwestern tonight, at Maryland Wednesday, and then a home matchup on Saturday afternoon with the Illinois Fighting Illini. This game originally scheduled for Saturday, but they will play it here tonight in about 1.5 hour from now. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and